नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30th, entitled The Activities of the Prachetas, verse number 33. Yavate maya sprishta,
yavate maya
sprishta, dhramama iha karma bhi, tavat bhavat prasanganam, संगस्यानो भवे भवे यावते माया स्पृष्टा भ्रमामा इह कर्म भी तावत् भवत् प्रसंगानां संगस्यानो भवे भवे यावते माया स्पृष्टा भ्रमामा इह कर्मभिः तावत् भवत् प्रसंगानां संगस्यान्नो भवे भवे। Word to word translation responsively. Yavat, as long as te, you are maya, by the illusory energy, sprishtaha, contaminated, dhramama, we wander, iha, in this material world, karma bhihi, by the reaction of fruitive activities, tavat, so long, bhavat prasanganam, of your loving devotees, sangaha, association, syat, let there be, naha, our, bhave, bhave, in every species of life. Dear Lord, as long as we have to remain within this material world due to our material contamination and wander from one type of body to another and from one planet to another, we pray that we may associate with those who are engaged in discussing your pastimes. We pray for this benediction life after life in different body forms and on different planets. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki. This is the best benediction that a devotee can ask of the Supreme Lord. This is also confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sthane stita shruti gatam tanuman manobhir Bhagavatam 10.14.3. One may be in one position or another according to destiny, but in any case, one must continue to hear about the activities and pastimes of the Supreme Lord, regardless of circumstances. A pure devotee does not pray for liberation or for cessation of the cycle of birth and death because he does not consider that important. The most important thing for a devotee is getting a chance to hear about the pastimes and glories of the Lord. The devotees who engage in the service of the Lord in this world will have the same opportunity in the spiritual world also. Thus, for a devotee, everything is in the spiritual world. For as long as he can hear about the pastimes of the Lord or wherever he can chant, the Lord is personally present. Tatra tishtanti narada yatra gayanti madbhaktaha. When the pure devotees assemble to chant, hear and talk about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the place where they assemble becomes Vaikuntha. For the devotee, there is no need to pray to the Lord for transferal to the Vaikuntha world. A pure devotee can create Vaikuntha or Vrindavan anywhere simply by chanting the glories of the Lord without offense. The Prachetas, pray for an opportunity to hear of the glories of the Lord in every form of life. Bhave, bhave. A living entity transmigrates from one body to another. The devotee is not particularly eager to stop his process. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays, Mama Janmani Janmani Shre Bhavadat Bhakti Rahetra Gitvai. My dear Lord, life after life, may I be fixed in your pure devotional service. Out of humility, a devotee considers himself unfit to be transferred to the spiritual world. He always thinks himself contaminated by the modes of material nature. Nor is there any need for a devotee to ask to be freed from the modes of material nature. Devotional service itself is transcendental position. Therefore, there is no question of asking for this special facility. The conclusion is that a pure devotee is not anxious to stop the repetition of birth and death, but is always eager to associate with other devotees who are engaged in chanting and hearing about the glories of the Lord. Om Jnana Timiranthasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manohishtham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Patagamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanyutam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanyutamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshuri Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bhutair Mahabh Yai Mahapuro Vibhu Nirmaya Shete Yadamusha Purusha Bhunkte Gunan Shodasha Shodasha Atmaka Solankra Shishta Bhagavan Vachamsi Me. I'll read the translation again. Dear Lord, as long as we have to remain within this material world due to our material contamination and wander from one type of body to another and from one planet to another, we pray that we may associate with those who are engaged in discussing your pastimes. We pray for this benediction life after life in different bodily forms and on different planets. You can see this is such an amazing prayer by the Prachetas unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is always amazing. It's always wonderful to see the description of pure devotion service is the theme of Srimad Bhagavatam. And here we can see explicit verses presenting the pure devotional prayer. Right in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Prayers by the Prachetas. Here, when we talk about verses from Bhagavatam or verses from the scriptures, we had to understand the verses and also we had to understand the context of the verses. So one thing is we can understand the verse We can understand that verse in the current context. At the same time, we can understand the same verse in a context which is quoted by Srila Prabhupada. It could be in another scripture, it could be in another lecture, it could be in another preaching program. Then we get a new perspective on the same verse. For example, we can study, read Bhagavad Gita, and we understand more about those verses from Bhagavad Gita when it is quoted in Srimad Bhagavatam. Because the contextual meaning is given in connection to Srimad Bhagavatam, and Srila Prabhupada explains further and gives a new light unto the same verse. In the same light, when we see the verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, if you want to understand it better, we had to see how it is quoted and explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. For that, there are about 300 verses quoted in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita as the main text, and there are plenty of other verses quoted by Srila Prabhupada in the purports. In that way, we can understand the same verse in different lights. So here, this prayer is a prayer of pure devotion. A prayer of pure devotion, and we will see all acharyas and Mahaprabhu himself exemplified these prayers. Even the next verse, it is highly quoted verse in other scriptures like Nectar of Devotion, talking about glorifying the glory of the association of the devotees. Now, in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is straightaway quoting the conclusion which is presented by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as it is mentioned here. However, this verse is coming in conversation between Lord Chaitanya and Sri Ramananda Roy in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Madhya Leela. So it's a very famous conversation where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspires Ramananda Roy to speak the absolute truth in a progressive fashion. Mahaprabhu asks Ramananda Roy, "Tell me, what is the conclusion of the whole scriptures, all the Vedas?" So he starts from one point and it goes progressively. He quotes many verses like Sarva Dharma and Paritejya, etc. And the first verse he quotes is Varnashramam Acharita Purishena Parapuman Vishnu Aradhade Bandhanatra Tosha Karana. By performing Varnashram system, one can please the Supreme Lord Vishnu. However, Mahaprabhu said this is Eto Bahya. This is just external. Go further. Ramananda Rao even quoted Sarva Dharmaan Paritijya Mam Ekam Sharanam Raja. Still, Mahaprabhu said, you go further. The verse by which Mahaprabhu got satisfied was the one given here from Brahma's prayer. The first verse which is quoted in the purport, 10.14.3, which is Jnane Prayasam Udabhasya Namanta Eva Jeevandi Sanmukharitam Bhavati Yavatam Sthane Sthita Shrutigatam Tanuvan Manobhir Ye Prayasho Jita Jitopyasitai Strilokyam. Why is it so important? This is the essence of all Vedic scriptures. Sthane Sthita Shrutigatam Tanuvan Manobhir. Sthane Sthita. You be in any situation you are at this point. In terms of ashram, you can be wherever you are. Sthane sthitaha. One can be a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. One can be located anywhere, not a problem. So sthane sthita shrutigadan tanuvan manobhir. However, one has to be engaged in hearing the glories of the Supreme Lord in the association of the devotees. So this is the essence of devotional service. And that's why in this particular verse, Prachetas are praying conclusively. As far as we are in this material world, because of our material contamination, please give us the association of your devotees who are glorifying you, who are narrating your pastimes. It can be in any species, it can be in any form, it can be in any planets. So this is pure devotional service. When Lord Chaitanya heard this verse from Ramananda Roy, in fact, Mahaprabhu was inspiring Ramananda Roy to speak. Ramananda Roy himself speak, "I am just like a puppet in your hand. Who am I to speak about the absolute truth in front of the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself?" However, in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, he inspired different devotees to speak the truth and to hear from them rather than he himself speaking. So he inspired Haridas Thakur to speak about the glories of the holy name. So here we can see Ramananda Roy is speaking and Mahaprabhu accepted. Yes, this is the conclusion. This is what we had to aspire for, whether we are in this situation or in any other situation. Being in the association of the devotees and hearing about Krishna. At the same time, we can see from the purport that a devotee is not really so much inclined for liberation or stopping the repeated birth and death. Prachetas, as pure devotees, carry the same mood. They are not afraid about repeated birth and death. Rather, they are embracing it, provided they have association of the devotees and hearing and chanting. The verse quoted here in the purport is from Brahmastuti. Brahmastuti is amazing. He is the founder of the whole sampradaya, because we are coming from Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Sampradaya. As the founder of the Sampradaya, right from the Lord, Brahmaji's prayers are very significant. And he is the most intelligent person on this planet and is a pure devotee. So his prayers are very significant and they are devotional gems. So right in the beginning of Brahma's prayers, we come across this verse, Sthane Sthita Srishruti Gadam Tanivan Manobhir. To clarify the point of liberation, the validity of the liberation and the meaning of liberation and a devotee's inclination towards liberation, Brahmaji narrates another verse. That is a very important verse. The reason is, we know why devotees do not want liberation. We don't want liberation, isn't it? A devotee never prays for liberation, impersonal liberation, never. Why is it so? Why? Why? Yes, we lose the opportunity to serve Krishna. So there is nothing worse than that. The whole purpose of devotional life is to serve Krishna. Without seva, there is no devotional life. Then what is devotion if there is no service? So, we lose the opportunity to serve Krishna. That is the reason. Prabhupada Saraswati says, Kaivalyam narakayate. Kaivalyam narakayate. It looks apparently contradictory, but he prays, Kaivalyam or impersonal liberation is worse than hell. The Mayavadi impersonalists, they are desiring. It is very much attractive for them. Still, a devotee prays, it is worse than hell in their pure devotional stature. So that is Prabhupada Saraswati. The reason is, even in hell they can think about the Lord. Whereas in impersonal Brahmajyoti, they will lose their identity apparently and can't think about the Supreme Lord. So this is the consciousness of a pure devotee. Now, Brahmaji, being the most intelligent person, gives philosophical reasons, explaining why the term liberation itself is meaningless. So this is a very nice verse again from the Brahmastuti, 14th chapter, 10th canto. I remember reading and studying this chapter many years back, at least 13, 14 years back, during one Purushottam month. Because it was a Purushottam Adhigamas, which is going to come in this year as well. So I read somewhere that it is very auspicious to study Brahmastuti. There are many things you can study. One of them I found was Brahmastuti. And as I was studying, I was understanding, oh, this is really amazing. And those verses are still quite fresh in my mind. And it is very relevant when I read Bhagavatam or when I think about any of these devotional topics. So I will quote this verse from Brahmastuti again, which is describing the position of liberation for a realized devotee. He chants, Ajnana satnyo bhavandha mokshau dau nama nanyo sarata jabhavad ajastra chityat mani kevale pare vicharya mane tarana vivahani. Here, Lord Brahma mentions, the conception of material bondage and the conception of liberation are both manifestations of ignorance. So this is going beyond our usual understanding. The understanding of moksha itself is ajnana satnya. Ajnana satnya means a terminology of ignorance. How is that? The concept of liberation and bondage, both are because of ignorance. So a wise man will not talk about liberation. So this is the point of Brahma making. So this is something apparently contradictory, and that will make us to think. Ajnana sapnyo bhava bandha moksho. Ajnana, ignorance, sapnyo means designation. So this term itself is wrong. Bhava and bandha. Bhava means cycle of repeated birth, which here prachetsas are describing, and bandha, bhava bandha, and moksha, liberation. Why is it so? So he narrates from the standpoint of a pure devotee. So one reason he says why this concept of bondage and liberation are because of ignorance. For a perfected being or living entity in its original position, or for a living entity in his or her constitutional position, there is no question of illusion. There is no question of bondage. So this can corroborate with the understanding of Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabunoi Shravanadi Shuddha Jitte Korile Udai. So the Krishna Prem is originally situated in the core of the living entity's heart. It's already there. So in that perspective, once bondage is immaterial, the actual liberated position is already in the living entity. So in that way, the living entity doesn't have real relationship with the material world. So the relationship that we are establishing with the material world is imaginary. It's not real in that sense, because it cannot affect the spirit soul. Even though in the conditioned state, one feels like suffering, and we do suffer, but that is part of the ignorance. But nothing is happening to the pure spirit soul. In that perspective, when we see, okay, this concept of liberation and bondage are product of ignorance. Second, he says that if one gets liberation from material bondage, here this liberation is pointing out to the impersonal liberation. That is meaningless because that's not real liberation. Because real liberation means being under the shelter of Krishna in the spiritual world or performing pure devotional service. So that is the real liberation. So the usual concept of bandha and moksha, that is not complete. So that is a product of ignorance. So that is the second point Lord Brahmaji is making. Third, he says that if one is actually liberated or one is in pure constitutional position, then it is just like on the sun planet, what is the point of speaking about day and night? If you are living in the sun planet, what's the concept of day and night? So the scientist says, Tarana Ivahini. Tarano means sun. Tarano means in the sun. Ivahini. Iva means just like Ahani means day and night. Aha is day and Aha Ani means the night. Ahani. What's the concept of day and night on the sun planet? In other words, in the real constitutional position, what is the concept of bondage and liberation? So in that way, Brahmaji makes 3 points to say that this just mere concept of bondage and liberation are immaterial for devotees. Even though it's a big deal for the impersonalists, for devotee it is immaterial, because devotee is focused on service to Krishna, as it is pointed out by the Prachetas. Very clear presentation by the Prachetas. In the purport, we can see Srila Prabhupada quoting, what is real liberation? What is perfection? Muktir gitva anyadha bhavam swarupena vyavasthiti. That is the Bhagavatam definition of mukti. Muktir gitva anyadha bhavam. Give up all other designations and being situated in swarupa, in one's constitutional position in connection to Krishna. So that is the real liberation. Moksham hitva, there is another, moksham vishnor angrilabham. Moksham vishnor angrilabham. Here also the term moksham is used. Moksham means vishnor angrilabham. Obtaining the lotus feet of Krishna, Vishnu. That is the real moksha. However, we are trying to understand another meaning of real liberation as well from this purport. What is that? Being completely engaged in pure devotional service anywhere in this world, it is considered perfection. That is one swarupa, in the sense that one is acting in one's constitutional position. So that is liberation. That is pure devotional service, and that is perfection. So it's not that one has to go to the spiritual world, then one is perfected. But wherever one is, if one is engaged in pure devotional service, that is perfection. And that is Vaikuntha, that is Vrindavan for such a pure devotee. So that is the real meaning of liberation. So it is not just transferring to the spiritual world, but can be anywhere. And as we know, Srila Prabhupada was on that platform. So he sat here in Melbourne on the same Vyasasana, and he told, this is not Melbourne, it is Vaikuntha. Then he told, no, this is not just Vaikuntha, this is Vrindavan. So that is the consciousness of a pure devotee. So we need to understand that very clearly. And Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse, Yatra Gayanti Mad Bhakta Tatra Tishthami Naradaha. Important verse saying, I am situated, Naham Dishthami Vaikunthe Na Yoginam Hadeshuva Yatra Gayanti Tatra Tishthami Narada Yatra Gayanti Mad Bhakta. That verse, that is, I am not situated in Vaikuntha, I am not situated in the heart of the meditating yogis, but I am present personally where my devotees are chanting, where my devotees are glorifying Krishna. So this is the point. And this is very important for all the devotees. So in other words, we have to emulate this mood that we don't need to see Krishna. Or for generalizing, even we don't need to see Guru all the time. That is not the purpose of devotional service. So this is a mature point to understand. Sincerely serving Krishna and sincerely serving spiritual master, that is actually seeing Krishna. That is actually associating with the spiritual master and Krishna. It's a very deep point, but a point that we need to understand more and more in our devotional life. So if you want to deepen our connection with Guru, Srila Prabhupada and Krishna, then we have to offer our service in a deeper fashion. And that is a deeper connection to the spiritual master. That is a deeper connection to Krishna. Before Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj left his body, he made this statement to his followers and his disciples. We will meet you in the future, but in a much deeper way. So those who follow, they understand that they can be in association with their spiritual master in a very deeper way without personal physical association. We know the life of Srila Prabhupada. One time, some devotees mentioned to Srila Prabhupada. They were complaining to Srila Prabhupada that some of his god brothers were complaining that Srila Prabhupada is not going and attending the arati at his guru's, Bhaktisiddhanta's samadhi. Srila Prabhupada, in that way he is missing out. Srila Prabhupada pounded on the desk and he told, not even a single moment I am missing my spiritual master. He is always with me. This is the deepest connection to the spiritual master. So Srila Prabhupada had that. And our aim in our life is to develop that deeper connection to our own spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. We start this connection with our own guru and Srila Prabhupada. We had to start from that point. Because then we can come to feeling, experiencing that connection with Krishna. Because the guru is instructing personally, or at least we have ample of lectures. So there are instructions coming from guru for sure. And we have senior Vaishnavas, we'll talk about that soon. And we are getting instructions and serving that instruction in a deeper level, that is a deeper connection to Krishna. So this we have to realize in our life. Sooner or later we all will have to realize that. Even we may have some personal association with our guru at this point, but at one point we all will have to realize this. So we have to be prepared. We have to go on with that. Here we can see the prayer by Prachetas. Prachetas are telling to for the association of the devotees wherever. And he is not telling at the end of my life, please take me to the spiritual world. See, not telling that. The Lord is right there. They could have told and Lord would have accepted. The Lord is Bhakta Vatsala. They have performed so much of austerity, so much of devotion service. The Lord would have accepted, but they are not asking. That is pure devotion service. So they are already with the Lord, and if the Lord leaves, still they are in pure devotion service. Still they are in the association of the Supreme Lord. That is the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mama janmani janmani shre bhavadat bhaktir ahetakitvai. So here we can see the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Shishtashtakam. My dear Lord, life after life, may I be fixed in your pure devotional service. So this mood, we can see how Prachetas are great acharyas, great teachers, and Mahaprabhu is again showing the same principle. The only 8 verses left behind by Lord Chaitanya, Shikshashtakam, and where he's showing that pure devotional mood verse after verse. In our Sampradaya, other Acharyas also showed the same mood. Who is a famous example? Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Sachidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Exemplified. His songs are Shastra. There is no difference between Shastra and his songs. In all the topics of Shastra, he has realized it and he has presented in simple Bengali for the benefit of everyone. He has understood everything and he is just presented in Bengali for the benefit of everyone. So he sings, Kita Janma Hau Yatha Tuva Das. Kita Janma. Even if I get another birth of a worm, I don't mind. A worm birth, I don't mind, because if I can get that birth in the house of a devotee, because then I can hear that devotee here chanting Krishna's names, singing about Krishna, and I may get some prasadam left over, remnants by the devotee. So this is the mood of a pure devotee. So we can see that consistency in the mood of pure devotional service from Bhagavatam, which was written 5,000 years back, and devotees now who are present, and those who appeared even a few hundred years back. So the essential point is, how can we miss the association of the devotees? Especially when they are coming, when they are giving their association, how can we say no to that association? Now if you see, we are at a point where we heard the sad departure of His Holiness Bhaktacharya Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada's disciples, great devotees, great leaders, they are leaving this world one by one. And we are witnessing it. Tamakrishna Maharaj left, Gaur Govinda Maharaj left, Sridhar Swami left, Bhaktadirtha Maharaj left. One by one, devotees are leaving, senior devotees are leaving the movement. Those who had a lot of association with Srila Prabhupada, those who followed, dedicated Srila Prabhupada, they are leaving. And here, Melbourne, we are very fortunate because many great leaders, many great devotees often visit us. Many are Srila Prabhupada's direct disciples, some are very, very senior even otherwise. So we had to take the opportunity to hear from them. First service is hearing from them. And many times, I have seen, and it is a bit shocking, and it is a bit saddening to see the tendency of the devotees when some of Srila Prabhupada's stalwart preachers, very senior, even Srila Prabhupada's disciples, when they come, there is not much enthusiasm to hear from them. Not many people coming to the temple to hear from them. Even online, not so many people are listening. That tendency is not good. Because understand, they have lived a life of devotional service and they are presenting their realization. Rather, our mentality can divert towards which classes can entertain us the most. It's a tendency that can creep in our own consciousness, even in my own consciousness, where we may think, oh, this is very senior devotee, but what he speaks is very heavy. The point I have heard is very heavy. It's so much of philosophy, it's very heavy. So the realizations, the instructions are pretty cutting. So, you know, I don't listen so much. But such and such devotee is more sweeter. There are more stories or whatever, I don't know. But more entertaining in whatever way. So this kind of tendencies can creep into our consciousness. And we have to check that. So this is applicable for senior devotees who are visiting, and it can be applicable for senior devotees who are present here in Melbourne. Here we have few senior devotees and they give classes. So we have to be very vigilant about our consciousness and we have to take their association very seriously. Otherwise we are really missing out on some people who have gone through the entire life in serving Krishna and now we are getting an opportunity to hear from them and we are saying, oh, that classes are a bit heavy or it is too much or I want to hear someone else, something else. So this mentality has to be checked. We have to correct ourselves to hearing from seniors, those who have dedicated their life for Krishna. It's very important. And generally speaking about devotee association, we are blessed with even grihasthas in this community who are very surrendered, who are doing full-time service and who are very renounced. That is a very ornament for a grihastha to be renounced. It's an ornament and it's very attractive. If there is a grihastha who is following all regulative principles very strictly and preaching and has been doing service for the whole life, that is inspirational even for sannyasis. It's inspiration for sannyasis. Then that kind of association we have in our community. Second, we have grihasthas who are senior, may not have gone through the entire life. Still, they are preaching and they are following the regulative principles and sadhana program very strictly. Even they are very inspirational. So their association is also important. So living in a devotional community, we shouldn't undermine even their association. Not only those who have gone through the entire life in devotional service, certainly we had to respect, we had to hear. And also we had to hear from grihasthas who are following everything strictly and who are present in our community. So it's very inspirational. Even that is very inspirational for all the devotees, including sannyasis. I have heard from my spiritual master this point that a grihastha who is following strictly is inspirational for even for a sannyasi. This is very important. We have such association in our community. Same, we have brahmacharis too in this community. And personally, I live in the ashram. So it is inspirational for me to live with other brahmacharis. Because I have lived with different sets of brahmacharis. So I can see, you know, generally Brahmacharya Ashram people come and go. But if devotees are staying for a longer period, that is very important for a Brahmacharya Ashram to develop. So we can see devotees in the ashram. It is fortunate for me to live in the ashram with other devotees. So in that way, we have to value the association of the devotees in all respects. In the ashram, in the grihasthashram, who may be a bit younger, those who have gone through the life, who are the renounced grihasthas, those who are visiting, we need to respect, we have to hear from them. So now we are in this particular verse, which is very relevant for today, because it's straight after the departure of His Holiness Bhaktacharya Maharaj. We can see how Krishna has arranged to give us this verse to understand, to get a glimpse of pure devotional service. Maharaj has visited a few times in my memory, recent years maybe a couple of times, maybe 5 years back he came. I remember him visiting maybe 12, 13 years back. No, he never used to visit very frequently to Melbourne, but indeed he has visited, and recently a couple of times in the past, you know, 13 or 14 years, not many times. And we were very fortunate to get his association. We were very fortunate to get his association. Maharaj gave a few classes here, and he spent some time with the brahmacharis. We remember that very dearly, very lovingly, and we miss Maharaj's association. And we will speak a few minutes about Maharaj, because it's about association. Some of the teachings which are very well in align with this purport about the association, because we are missing the association. The same conversation between Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy, Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Roy, what is the saddest thing in this world? Ramananda Roy replied, separation from a devotee. So we can see, we can see the same thing, separation from a devotee. The whole ISKCON movement is lamenting because of separation from Maharaj. Very unexpected. And everything happened all of a sudden. So I will speak a little bit about Maharaj. It's difficult, but I didn't have time to prepare. I am quoting few points from a book. It's called The Ocean of Mercy by Bhaktacharya Maharaj. He has written this book about Srila Prabhupada. And I heard a snippet of lecture from Devi Shakti Mataji. They organized a lecture about Maharaj before Maharaj's departure. So the devotees were hearing about Maharaj. It's an amazing lecture. If you get a chance, you can listen. So I'll speak a few points from Mataji's quoting from Maharaj's book, which is The Ocean of Mercy. So this is a citation about Maharaj by a great spiritual leader in India way back. She is a lady leader, spiritual leader, a guru for many. Her name is Anandamayima. Some of from India might have heard about Anandamayima. She said, he is not meant for this ashram. When Bhaktacharya Maharaj, when he went as a young person, he was a very renounced person. He wanted, after his education, he wanted to leave everything, and he was just wandering. So he went to the ashram of Anandamayima. So she said, he is not meant for this ashram. Whatever kind of spiritual she was, she could see. He belongs somewhere else. And when he surrenders, the whole world will come under his feet. So this was a prediction done by Anandamayima. She had quite siddhis of certain kind. And when Bhaktacharya Maharaj, when he joined ISKCON, he joined and he spent time in Mayapur. And it was a very austere life in Mayapur. Few devotees, and there were not many facilities. That time, the prayer he had for Radha Madhav was, please allow me to become your devotee and remain engaged forever in your loving service. This was the prayer he had. He mentions in his book. And he walked his talk. He lived it. All the time dedicated to service of Srila Prabhupada and Radha and Krishna. He was the first educated Indian devotee to join ISKCON full time as a brahmachari. That time There were not, first of all, there were not many Indian devotees joining, unlike now. All the devotees Prabhupada had were Westerners. And the first Indian devotee who was qualified to join the movement was His Holiness Bhaktacharya Maharaj. He had his degree from the university and he was very intelligent. And then he, at the same time, he was completely away from all material sense gratification. He just wanted to pursue spiritual path. I remember Maharaj telling this pastime. I think he was sitting here and he was speaking, probably on the same asana. They told, okay, now he went in a kind of a renounced cloth, not very attached, and the devotees told, now you can wear saffron as a brahmachari. So he went, he took bath in Ganges, and then came and he started wearing saffron. So that's how he started wearing saffron as a brahmachari and later as a sannyasi. So, yes, his life was a dedication for him, for Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. Srila Prabhupada preached to him and Prabhupada noted him. So, at the time of initiation, Prabhupada has never given first and second initiation together. But for Bhaktacharya Maharaj, Prabhupada gave first and second initiation together. So that was an indication that Srila Prabhupada noted the glorious position of Bhaktacharya Maharaj. So Srila Prabhupada told Bhaktacharya Maharaj, just offer this life to Krishna and see what happens. It's a very important story. Maharaj, I remember Maharaj speaking the same point here as well. And I think to Brahmacharis also, he mentioned the same point to us a few years back. Just offer this life to Krishna and see what happens. Even if nothing happens, what's the loss? After all, it is just one life out of so many. Such an important point if you think about it. It's just one lifetime. We had millions of lifetimes. And if you want to stay around, we have millions of lifetimes. So give one life to Krishna and see what happens. So Bhaktacharya Maharaj mentioned, I still remember, he's telling that that's the way Srila Prabhupada hooked me on. So it was just like a hook, you know. Then I couldn't say anything. I thought, yes, it makes sense. Just one life for the service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At the time of initiation, he didn't have any Guru Dakshina to give to Srila Prabhupada. A brahmachari, there's no one to beg here. For example, if when I got initiated or when anyone gets initiated here, we go around for the alms, we ask all the devotees, so the grihastha, they give some donation and we offer to the spiritual master. However, he didn't have anything. So, Maharaj, he personally told this to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, I am offering myself to you completely. Please accept me and utilize me whatever way you want. So this was his offering. So in other words, at the time of initiation, he offered himself to Srila Prabhupada completely, solely and wholly. This is actual initiation. As it is mentioned, I heard my spiritual master that one can get initiated before initiation. One can get initiated at the time of initiation, one can get initiated after the initiation, or one may never get initiated. This is speaking about even after getting initiation, one may never get initiated. One can get initiated before the initiation, during the initiation, after the initiation, or never. So here we can see Bhaktacharya Maharaj, he was surrendered before, but at the time of initiation, he is actually getting initiated. I am completely surrendering unto you. This is the mood of complete surrender, and he did follow what he told Srila Prabhupada. Since he was so qualified that he served Srila Prabhupada even in the beginning days in all capacities, as a secretary, as a GBC, as a personal servant, he could serve in all capacities. So the Devi Shakti Mataji was mentioning an interesting point. She wanted to cook for Srila Prabhupada in Mayapur because she was stationed in Vrindavan and she heard that Prabhupada is not visiting Vrindavan and Mataji was devastated just like any other devotee. And she told, okay, I will go to Mayapur and I will cook for Prabhupada. That's my service. Then the devotees told her, no, don't do that, because there is one devotee who is doing all service to Srila Prabhupada. He's a secretary, he's a GBC, he's the cook, he can do everything to Srila Prabhupada. Then Madhya says that I remember that it has to be this person, Bhakti Jaru Maharaj, because she met him even before initiation. That time itself, she felt, okay, he is a qualified person. So that has to be this person. Indeed, it was Maharaj who served Srila Prabhupada in all ways. He says, yes, Srila Prabhupada, I am offering myself to you. I know that if I do that, I will achieve the ultimate perfection of my existence. This was Srila Bhakti Jaru Maharaj's mood. And one time, Bhavananda Prabhu, he was managing a temple, and he told Bhakti Jaru Maharaj, service to spiritual master in separation is superior to personal service. So you don't go to Srila Prabhupada, you serve here. But Srila Prabhupada wanted him to go to Srila Prabhupada and personally serve him. So Srila Prabhupada told, no, I think when your spiritual master wants you to serve him personally, you should do that. So immediately, Bhakti Jaru Maharaj left Bhavananda Prabhu, and Srila Prabhupada asked Bhavananda Prabhu to pay the ticket for him to go as well. So Bhakti Jaru Maharaj left immediately and started serving Srila Prabhupada. And then Bhakti Jaru Maharaj traveled with Srila Prabhupada, and he was, his qualities, Devishakti Mataji mentions very interesting two qualities. He was very submissive to Srila Prabhupada and attentive to service. Very important point. One, submissive, and very attentive. And Srila Prabhupada, as you know, he was translating books from Sanskrit to English, writing his purports, and he used to have his dictaphone. Srila Prabhupada gave a dictaphone to Bhakti Jaru Maharaj and told him, you use this dictaphone because that will make you efficient in translating my books from English to Bengali. So as Srila Prabhupada was translating books from Sanskrit to English, or Bengali to English, Bhakti Jaru Maharaj was translating them from English to Bengali. And Bhakti Jaru Maharaj translated all books of Srila Prabhupada from English to Bengali. So it's an amazing service. That's in the beginning days, not now. Then Srila Prabhupada decided to give him sannyas. So that was another turning point in Bhakti Jaru Maharaj's life. When devotees found out that Prabhupada was ready to give him sannyas, they were complaining to Srila Prabhupada. He's a new person, how can you give him sannyas? Because it takes many years for us to come to sannyas, but he's a new person, why you give him sannyas? Prabhupada said, no, he's qualified, so I have to give him sannyas. So Prabhupada gave him sannyas. And his previous name was Kirchor Gopinath Das. From there, he became Bhakti Charu Maharaj. So, another statement from Maharaj's book, I had taken to spiritual life with absolute conviction. Even before joining ISKCON, I had renounced materialistic life. See, he was just wandering after his education, searching for the absolute. And I had no intention of getting married or raising a family. In one sense, I was already a sannyasi. So this was the mood of Bhakti Jaru Maharaj. He is revealing his heart mercifully through his book. So we are, in one sense, we are fortunate because he left behind some of his realization in his book as well. So we can understand who was he, because it is very difficult to understand the devotees. The devotees don't glorify themselves. They may not tell everything which are very personal to themselves. But here we are very fortunate. He has left behind something for us to understand. Straight after taking sannyas, Bhakti Jaru Maharaj, he went to the kitchen and started cooking for Srila Prabhupada. He was service before sannyas was cooking for Prabhupada, one of the services. So straight after sannyas, in the sannyas robes, he went to the kitchen, he started cutting vegetables and he started cooking for Srila Prabhupada. Especially when I started to cook for Srila Prabhupada, everything felt the same. He's telling after sannyas. Okay? Straight after sannyas, he went to the kitchen. After sannyas ceremony, he went to the kitchen to cook for Prabhupada. I was rendering the same service and had the same responsibilities. even the same color cloth, because he had saffron, and now also saffron, before the sand, saffron. I just kept cutting the vegetables, reminding myself that my greatest gift was Srila Prabhupada's mercy, and wishing that I never leave the shelter of his lotus feet. Can you see such an advanced devotee? So we had to understand, even he went through such a trauma in his life, last days. Still we had to understand, such pure devotees are fixed at Krishna's lotus feet. They are fixed at Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. So everything is arranged by the Lord himself, arranged by Srila Prabhupada himself. It's not ordinary. We shouldn't see from a very mundane viewpoint, but we had to see from spiritual viewpoint. And even other devotees felt that this person was special. Achyutananda Swami, he mentioned, from the time he joined, I knew he was in for some special mercy from Srila Prabhupada. You have all my blessings, he's telling, Achyutananda Maharaj is telling. Because he was senior, he was already a sannyasi, he was giving his blessing to Bhakti Chadu Maharaj. Another interesting thing, Tamalakrishna Goswami Maharaj is mentioning, did you all notice that this is the first time Srila Prabhupada has given a sannyasi the title Bhakti? Never before Prabhupada gave the title Bhakti along with the sannyas name. It was generally their name or some other name with an addition, Swami or Goswami. But here he gave the name Bhakti Charu Maharaj. Bhakti was given. That was the beginning of adding this prefix Bhakti. And now that tradition is continuing. You can see many sannyasis with their name starting with Bhakti. And the meaning of Maharaj's name, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, is one who is beautiful in controlling his senses with his devotion. Such an amazing name. One who is beautiful in controlling his senses with his devotion. And Prabhupada told him personally, now that you have become a sannyasi, you are a guru, you can initiate. But as long as the spiritual master is present on the planet, one does not give initiation. That is the formality. So Prabhupada wanted him to be the spiritual master. And Maharaj shared these points here also. I remember Maharaj telling, now you are a sannyasi, so you can initiate. Now please hear this point. It is extremely important and it is completely in alignment with this verse and purport. The ultimate secret of spiritual success. Shall we hear that? The ultimate secret of spiritual success. This is a realized person is telling, what is the ultimate secret of spiritual success? If you remain in the association of devotees, then Maya will not be able to touch you. Because Maya is Krishna's external potency. Whereas the association of devotees is Krishna's internal potency. Therefore, always remain in the association of devotees and never ever go away from that shelter, Srila Prabhupada. So Maharaj is quoting this. So this is the sum and substance of devotional success. And indeed, Maharaj followed that. He was always in the association of the devotees and never failed to follow this instruction. And Maharaj mentioned, just remember the instruction of the devotees. That is also association. Maharaj writes, please bless me, Srila Prabhupada, that I never go away from the shelter of your lotus feet. So this was the mood of Srila Prabhupada. And what I want to mention towards as a final part, Devi Shakti Mataji narrates a parallel between Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktacharya Maharaj. How she gives this parallel in many occasions, but specifically I am here mentioning about this parallel where Prabhupada was very sickly. At the same time, he considered that half of his mission was successful, but half of his mission was a failure because he hadn't established the Varnashram Dharma. Then he decided he will travel through and he will preach to establish Varnashram. He wanted to see the forms and he wanted to go around first to Europe and then to America. We know his health was very frail, he was very weak. Still he wanted to travel. And no one could convince. Bhaktacharya Maharaj writes in his book, I did my best to check the emotions that were flooding my consciousness. Why did I let him go? I chastised myself. Why didn't I be more forceful? Ask the senior devotees to persuade him not to leave. Then I realized that we had to surrender to whatever Srila Prabhupada wanted. He was a pure devotee of the Lord and knew what Krishna wanted him to do. And nobody could have imagined that his condition would deteriorate so quickly. I wanted to embrace him to release all the agony from my heart in tears. So Bhakti Charya Maharaj felt so much separation and he was so much in pain when Srila Prabhupada again started his world tour. He couldn't complete, he had to return off from Europe. So here we can see Bhakti Charya Maharaj, he left Ujjain, he left India to be in the battlefield. You might have heard that snippet of lecture where Maharaj is telling, devotees are asking me, why are you going? But when devotees are preaching in America and they are going through this COVID-19 problems, as a leader, how can I sit here comfortably? I had to be in the battlefield. I had to be with them. So this is a very exalted mood of a pure devotee. So we have to understand that whatever is happening is under the direct shelter of Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. And Maharaj was so much in loving connection with Srila Prabhupada's disciples. He writes, I was impressed with how Srila Prabhupada had collected the most brilliant gems of devotees from all over the world. He had more than 5,000 followers who would do anything to have even a moment of his association. But even though I had only recently come to ISKCON and was still such a neophyte devotee, I was personally serving him every day. He did not need any service from us. He was giving us the opportunity to serve him out of his causeless mercy. So we need to see, we have the association of the devotees and we have the great examples like Bhakti Charya Maharaj. So we need to follow in their footsteps. We had to take their inspiration and put our heart and perform some hard work to move forward in our devotional life. So this verse is very, very appropriate for today and I see it as Krishna's arrangement. I'll read one more time the translation and I'll leave it there. Dear Lord, as long as we had remained within this material world due to our material contamination and wander from one type of body to another and from one planet to another, we pray that we may associate with those who are engaged in discussing your pastimes. We pray for this benediction life after life in different bodily forms and on different planets. Hare Krishna. Is there any quick questions or comment we can take? But I want to make this announcement that 10 o'clock we are performing a kirtan honoring His Holiness Bhakti Charya Maharaj. So we have already a garlanded photo placed in front of Srila Prabhupada. This kirtan will be broadcasted in the YouTube, in the Hare Krishna Melbourne channel. So those who can take part in the kirtan, please do so. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Any final questions or comments? If not, I stop here. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. His Holiness Bhakti Charya Maharaj ki jai.